You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Day two it was today of Fed Chair Jay Powell taking questions on Capitol Hill. Technically, his semi-annual monetary policy report to the Congress is what that testimony is called. The general topic you already know, inflation and perhaps recession. The Fed's general cure you already know, too. Raise interest rates, convince everybody you are serious about it, and then hope for that soft-ish landing. One key part of getting there, the soft landing, is to cool down the extremely tight labor market. Those are Powell's words, not mine. A labor market that has had lots and lots of job openings, some really low unemployment and wage growth as well, especially for the least educated and lowest earning workers in this economy. So how is the Fed going to do that without doing damage? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
It's pretty much a maxim of labor economics that the least educated and lowest paid workers tend to be hired last and fired first and face the slowest recovery from recession. But things have been really different since the pandemic, says Bernard Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group.
We have seen, really for the first time in modern economic history, people who have been stuck in low-wage jobs, menial jobs, be hired and trained to get better-paying jobs.
Overall, wages are growing at 5.2% a year. But wages for some of the lowest-paid workers in bars and restaurants, truck driving, and warehousing are up well over 11%. There's simply been too much demand for service workers and not enough supply. But this dynamic is fragile, says Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute.
Faster than normal wage growth was already starting to moderate. The Fed action will really accelerate that. We will see a lot of slowing of wage growth.
And as job growth slows further and there's less competition for workers,
there's really no sugarcoating this.
Claudia Sahm is a former economist at the Federal Reserve.
Using the Fed to get inflation down causes hardship. And we know that anytime there is hardship, it always goes at the people that have the least.
On the Fed's current course, says Bernard Baumol, slowing job and wage growth at the bottom is probably inevitable.
Then, unfortunately, this very positive social change that we've seen in the job market will start to retreat. And that's really a tragedy.
There is one silver lining, though. All of those wage gains racked up over the past 2 years, they're probably here to stay, because employers rarely cut wages once they've raised them. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.